Tango Tango Papa 2083, December 2nd, 2021.
Have we seen the actual reality of a monstrous crime? Or merely an illusion, the product of a tortured brain?
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Tom Wiles here with you, coming to you from home. So, I know I had been talking about staying out until the 15th, staying gone in the truck and not coming home at the end of the month. But what ended up happening, there's a couple things that could have happened. Because I did send the asset manager a couple of different messages as far as maybe not spelling it. You know, I thought I spelled it out clearly, but that I wanted to just stay out until the 15th. You know, the vacation starts on December 16th. But either he missed those messages or he, you know, kind of misunderstood them. Because the first one, actually, as I was composing the message and about to send it, this other message came through saying, you know, with the two loads that would get me home. You know, the first one was delivering to the Kansas City area, and then I picked a load up at Lecompton, Kansas, and then that went to Russellville, Arkansas, and it delivered on, today's the 2nd, 1st, so it delivered on the 30th, November the 30th. So I did the drop and hook, and fortunately, they did have an empty trailer. So I sent the empty message, and then I was expecting to receive a load, but what ended up happening, the asset manager sent a message saying, when do you want to come back to work after your time off? Okay. So I decided, it would be nice to take time off. That's what I did. And so I said I'd go back to work on Saturday. So today's Thursday the 2nd. So we got Friday the 3rd and then Saturday the 4th. I'll go back to work. And then I'll be back. My vacation begins on I'll be back by the 15th. Vacation actually begins on the 16th, and I think I've got maybe a dental appointment or something set for the 17th, and I'd have to look at my calendar. Maybe something after that. But anyway, some kind of an appointment. So anyway, I went ahead and came home, Thursday, Wednesday. So Tuesday afternoon, it was actually kind of still in the morning when I got home, it was like 11:30 or something like that. So 11:15 maybe. And so on Tuesday, and then, so it's kind of a quick time home. I've already, you know, I'll be home for 3 complete days. So I've already done my laundry and et cetera, et cetera. Now, when I got home, I came in the house and I turned on a couple of computers. I've actually got 3 computers in here, but I turned on a couple of them in the other room. And came back a few minutes later, and the electricity in there was off. That's weird. No electricity. Even though the electricity was present elsewhere in the house, there's one circuit that was kind of dead. That includes two of the, you know, it's a four bedroom house. So two of the four bedrooms, you know, of course, only one of them I use as a sort of a spare bedroom. The other one has got a couple of computers in it. And so, and those two rooms were dead. The dining room, at least the electrical outlet was dead. And then the other, there were a couple of other odds and ends. And then in the utility room, which is in kind of a sort of a weird, you know, it's in a kind of a different part of the house. The utility room, the a couple of the electrical outlets were dead, including the one behind the washer, you know, for the washing machine, the one the washing machine is plugged into. So I was able to contact the guy that installed the, you know, I had him and installed the electrical outlet out on my back deck here. If now, oh, by the way, I'm recording video. This is an experiment. We'll see how this works. Hopefully it'll work okay. I don't, this is the first time I've tried this, but I'm using the, right now I'm using the built-in camera. It's like a 720p camera. I'm using it to record, you know, it's just me sitting here with, you can see me with my headphones. If the, if this works out and I'll upload it to YouTube, I'll marry it with the audio that I'm recording, you know, the normal way, you know, through the podcast, rather than try to use the horrible built-in microphones in a computer. You know, so we'll see if this works. It should work, but you know, I don't know the camera. I don't know how long this camera app is able to record, you know, that's on the, that I have on the computer. So we'll see. So far it's working, but in any case, you know, if you're watching the video, to my, I guess it would be, you know, I'm pointing at it right now. It's actually to my right as I face the computer. You know, you see some French doors, and then there's a deck out there. And so I, you know, I paid this guy, you know, to had him install an electrical outlet out there, as well as a 30 amp port into the house that will allow me to plug in a generator and sort of selectively, you know, in case of a power failure, which you hope that there's never a power failure, but inevitably there probably will be at some point. Run select circuits here in the house on that generator. And so I, you know, the guy got that all working. Well, so I called him, and so he was able to come out yesterday, or I actually sent him a text message. He was actually able to come out yesterday, late yesterday afternoon. And after a little bit of troubleshooting, he determined that it was, and it was just entirely coincidental. It wasn't anything that he did when he was working on the system, installing those, that port and the, and the 12 or the 120 volt outdoor outlet out there that's on the deck. It's a weatherproof outlet or weather resistant outlet. Wasn't anything he did, but there was a sick one of the 60 amp breakers just decided that it was just not going to, it was going to quit working. And so he, fortunately, he had a 60 amp breaker, like a used one that he'd kept from somewhere. He had it in his pickup, and so he was able to just quickly replace that, and everything's working again. So, but the, you know, things like that, you know, they can go bad over years. And that particular breaker was probably, you know, I think that was probably an original one. So it's been there since like 1995 is when the house was put here. So, you know, and this is 2021. So it's been here for a while. And it just decided that it, you know, I guess it just wore out or whatever, and stuff like that does kind of, you know, it does wear out. So, but it may, you know, in this case, it just failed, and it would no longer, there was no longer able to make a circuit. But in other cases, those, what those breakers will, and I've seen this happen before with other breakers, they will lose capacity. So, you know, I had one, you know, several years ago, I had this similar 60 amp breaker that if I ran the air conditioner and the clothes dryer at the same time, after a few minutes, the breaker would kick. And it was just worn out, you know, but it was obviously passing a lot more electricity than that one would. So, you know, even though it was probably this, you know, it's like a 60 amp, so it's rated the same. But so things just kind of age and wear out, even if it's something that doesn't, you know, in the case of a breaker, it's actually a physical switch that doesn't get flipped very much. But at the same time, it stuff just does age and it does wear out. So in any case, got that fixed, and so I've done my laundry, and then now I'm just kind of messing around. I'm planning on having lunch with one friend today, and then another friend tomorrow, and back to work on Saturday at least, and then be back around the 15th. So the reason, one of the reasons I'm recording another podcast so soon after, I guess, when did I record? I don't know, a couple, and it hasn't been that many days since I recorded the last podcast, but I was having a kind of an interesting conversation with this guy that I met last night. And, you know, it kind of directly jumped into topics that I love to talk about, you know, the philosophical type topics. Why are we here? Why am I here? Why do we exist? You know, so this guy, you know, it kind of became obvious to me, especially after the fact, now that I've kind of reflected on the conversation a little bit. He was, you know, what I was hearing from him, the thoughts or the arguments that I was hearing from him were almost, you know, it was almost like, you know, and this is in retrospect, it was almost as if he was simply reciting what he had read. You know, and he hadn't really thought about things for himself. You know, and maybe he, you know, has tried to think about things himself, but it's so easy to, you know, read something that's, let's say it's in a book or whatever, and sort of instead of what ideally you want to take that idea, if you come across an idea in a book or wherever it is, or even, you know, even listening to me talk about my ideas, what you want to do is make that idea your own. You know, really wrap your own mind around it, make that idea your own, and, you know, so you can actually really tell if someone actually has an idea. You know, they've got the idea and it's really, they've really sort of cemented it in their mind and made it their own, and they've got their own understanding of it, versus something that they've just read in a book, or you know, maybe seen in a video, or heard someone else talk about it, and particularly read in a book, you know, because it's easy to, you know, you read something in a book and you start picking up on phrases, and, you know, you just kind of keep reciting those phrases, you know, that, and they really kind of don't make any sense. You know, that you, but there's, there's this idea that, and I'm probably going to mispronounce these, but there's these, you know, and I think they're probably Greek. You could probably go back, you know, they probably go back to the ancient Greeks. But this Philos Sophia and Philos Nikea, almost, you know, and in order, you want to remember that, Philos Sophia, Philos Nikea, just think of the shoes, you know, because that's, you know, but, and I may be mispronouncing it a little bit, but, so Philos Sophia is, you can think of that sort of as the idea you're having a, you know, not necessarily a debate with someone, but a discussion. And the idea of Philos Sophia, and of course Philos would be, you know, the like a root word for philosophy. But the idea would be that you're looking to not necessarily argue and win an argument or try to persuade somebody, but you're trying to arrive at the truth. And then if you have the Philos Nikea idea, that's more of an argument back and forth, you know, where someone's trying to win the argument, you know, and if you're not careful, you know, you can be trying to have a discussion. You know, I think in order for the Philos Sophia idea to work, people have to really be, both parties or all parties, let's say there's more than two people that are having the discussion, all parties really have to have a desire to be reaching for the truth, other than, well, I've already, you know, because it's easy to slip into the thing, well, I already found the truth, or this is the conclusion that I've already come to, and you know, and then you can kind of degenerate into the sort of the back and forth thing that really doesn't ever go anywhere. And so, but I think it's possible to if you're having a real discussion with someone and you're really kind of you know, you're still going back and forth, and you know, but if you're having a real discussion with someone, I think it's possible to keep in mind, you know, why am I having this discussion, and am I running into a brick wall with someone where they kind of don't want to, or they're not getting my point of view, or they're dead set against my point of view, or they're simply, you know, kind of reciting something that they read out of a book. And like in this case last night, the guy was kept talking about Zen Buddhism and what have you. And I don't know. I don't think that I was actually hearing this guy's his own thoughts. I think he had kind of thought that, you know, adopted some concepts and, you know, read about things maybe over probably a long period of years. And I don't believe that I was hearing his actual thoughts. I think, you know, and it's, I think the idea is with the Sophia, the Philos Sophia idea, really, you know, you want to get at the actual truth and not of whatever it is. If you're having a good discussion, then you may or may not be able to arrive at, you know, some truth or even some agreement, but it's been my experience. If the discussion is more of a Philos Sophia type discussion, my experience has been that those types of discussions are absolutely the most interesting. And, you know, it's almost as if time stops, and you can those kind of discussions can go on and, you know, on for some period of time. Now, naturally, they always come to an end. You know, you usually a lot of times if you're having a really good discussion with someone, at the end of it, you kind of end up circling back around to where you started, you know. That's usually what happens with most conversations. You know, you'll end up kind of circling back around to the first thing you discussed, and then you kind of know it's over then for now. But, you know, the back and forth debate where someone, you know, especially if it becomes heated and, you know, those are dead end. They really are dead end discussions. And they don't really, you know, they can be interesting sometimes, but they don't really, you don't really learn anything from them. You know, from the Philos Nikea type discussion, you really don't learn anything from it. You really don't learn anything from it. Whereas the Philos Sophia type of discussion, if it's going more in that direction, you actually learn. You can actually learn from it, and you know, in the form of maybe, you know, something the other person says, or also, which is an important way of learning, from your own realizations as you have discussions, as you, you know, kind of talk about things. And maybe in an attempt to verbalize a concept, maybe see it in a different way, see the same thing from a different angle. So, but in any case, you know, those types of discussions don't happen all the time, but when they, if and when they do, they can be very meaningful, you know. And I think it's possible, you know, both parties, it's better if all parties in a discussion like that, it's better if they all are able to sort of move in the Philos Sophia direction. But even if they don't, let's say that there's more than one party involved in a discussion, even if they don't, if your intent is to, your personal intent is to have, you know, move it in a Philos Sophia direction as opposed to the Philos Nikea direction, it's still possible. You know, if you have the intent, I think it's still possible to benefit from such a discussion and still learn from it, even if it's just, you know, it's not, you know, just from your own revelations. So, but I don't know. That was interesting, and but the Philos Sophia and the Philos Nikea ideas, which I, you know, I came across those. I was watching, it was one of the Jordan Peterson interviews, and I don't remember the guy he was, this, I think it was a professor that he was talking to, but, you know, this professor, whatever his name was the one that mentioned these, you know, this Philos Sophia, Philos Nikea. And those are actually sort of formalized names, but we're all familiar with the concept. And I've talked about this concept before. You know, you're better off if you can have a discussion where you're trying to arrive at the truth versus, you know, running into a brick wall. I am the truth, you know. The other person says, well, I am, you know, and so all this vaccine controversy is an excellent example of it. People that are the vax bots, they have they can lay out their reasons why, you know, it's a vaccine, we've got to take it, and it's the best we've got. Science comes to its consensuses, blah, 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 blah. And, and then make that as sort of in their own minds as an unassailable position, and then try to get the other person to, you know, try to argue against that. Well, that's not going to go anywhere. You know, and kind of the same way on the other side. It's not going to, those kind of discussions can't go anywhere. They just generate, potentially generate, you know, hard feelings. Whereas if you just generally, you know, you have a disagreement with someone, you know, let's say they, they may or may not believe in God or whatever. If you have a disagreement with someone about that, you know, you can end up with an ideological, you know, the two ideological things locking horns. Or you can just have, you know, state what you believe, and then the other person can state what they believe, and then you can kind of state what do you really believe, and why do you really believe that way? Why do you think you believe that way? And you can ask all kinds of questions back and forth as to, you know, why. But, you know, but without trying to knock down the other person's position or sort of invalidate them, it is possible to be able to have discussions where both sides can benefit from it, both, you know, let's say from revelations or whatever, both sides or exchanges, both sides can benefit from it without, falling into this problem of being threatened by their beliefs, you know. So, but in any case, I don't know. I thought, that those are interesting ideas, and it is a useful thing to, you know, there, you know, of course, probably, you know, Plato is probably the one that came up with this, you know, this, or at least, you know, or maybe some of the people that surrounded him, you know, but the, you know, the Philos Sophia and Philos Nikea. But it's good that there's actually a formal name for that, because formal names, then you can just kind of name the thing and you don't have to explain the concept, you know. And so that's the benefit of sort of naming kind of a relevant set of ideas like that. So anyway, I wanted to talk about that, because I needed to kind of get that off my chest. So far the video keeps going. It's going to be a boring video because I'm going to marry I'm going to marry this video to the audio that I'm recording in Adobe Audition, and and then upload that to YouTube. So because I've been uploading the audio to YouTube for I think about the last four podcasts, and I think it's an interesting little experiment. And besides just the regular, you know, uploading it to the regular, the regular website, you know, and make it just regular audio podcast. So in any case, we'll see how this works. And so far it seems to be working. The computer, hopefully it's not skipping. I'll have to listen back to the audio and make sure that, I haven't seen any funny, usually if a computer skips, you can see weird things happening on the screen, as a record with Adobe Edition. And so far I've been kind of staring straight at it, and it's worked pretty well. So I've got the, you know, and I'm also looking at the camera app, and that's working okay. Lighting here isn't great. Probably, you know, this, there's a lot of light coming through the French doors here on my right, and I've got as many lights on in here as I can, including, you know, like a little, I don't know, you can maybe see it there. It's like a light. I'm sort of holding it up to the, if you're just listening to the audio, I'm holding this up. It's a little kind of a cheap touch lamp that came from Walmart a few years ago. Whoops, there, I turned it off. I touched it. So, you know, it would probably be better if I got one of those ring lights that they sell. This you know, puts out some light, but it's LEDs, but it could probably, you know, it could stand to be better. So, you know, and I might experiment with, because I could do the same thing with the computers that I take in the truck with me. They've got cameras, and I could record video and audio together, and, you know, record the audio in the way that I always do, and then video separately at the same time. And I think the computers would probably be able to handle that. But then again, we run into the same lighting issue in the truck. It's much worse than it is right here because of the, you know, it's just inherently dark in there, and it's really difficult to get, you've got to really work at having good lighting. So, you know, having the video element, I think, kind of makes for an interesting change. You know, people want, you know, because it's, you know, there's this thing called cognitive dissonance. And if you, guarantee you, if you just listen to someone and you've never seen a picture of them or a video of them, you just listen to them, you're going to end up developing a mental image of what they look like. You know, it's going to be obviously a low resolution sort of image, but you get this idea in your head of what the person, you know, based on the sound of their voice, maybe part of the content of what they're talking about. You get this idea of, in your head, of what you think they look like. And then, generally, then, you know, if that's well established, and then once you see a picture of them or even a video, then you get this cognitive dissonance, because it's typically never what you imagine. Now, if you sort of see the person, you know, like, and hear them at the same time for the first time, then the cognitive dissonance never has a chance to develop. So guarantee you, if you've, you know, and same thing happens in podcasts. If, you know, people can, and I've had people tell me this, of course, and I've noticed it with the same thing, you know, with podcasts that I listened to, just that were audio, and then I saw a picture of the person, and it's like, that doesn't match with the image that I had in my mind. I've had people tell me the same thing. They, you know, they can't, you know, they, I'm not anything like what they imagined. So in any case, the video, it's going to be an interesting little experiment. You know, now, of course, if I try this in a truck, if I do record the video, then the problem is going to be uploading the video, because the video does take a lot more bandwidth. You know, if you have a very large video image that's associated with the video file, then the video file size is going to be much larger. And that can be more problematic because I'm uploading it, you know, through like the Verizon MiFi. Even though it's unlimited, you know, it could become impractical to try to upload large files through that. So, but I might still experiment with it. But here at home, I've got the fiber internet, and it's super quick, so it shouldn't take long at all to, you know, even if this video is over a gigabyte, or let's say it's a gig and a half, I don't know, I don't think it's going to be that big, but let's say it approaches a gigabyte, it'll go up in just a few minutes to YouTube, and then it's probably going to take YouTube maybe actually longer to process than it would to upload it. It just depends. So, but it's, you know, I'll experiment with it. But this actually, so far, this is working. We're up to, on this camera, we're up to 37 minutes, and it still looks like it's recording, and I haven't seen, and then on the other side of the screen, I'm looking at the waveforms in Adobe Edition as I talk, and that seems to not be skipping at all, so it actually works. So, but anyway, I think I'm going to go ahead and bring this to a close. There, you know, after I record this, there probably was some, you know, there might have been something else that I was going to talk about, but then I ended up not doing it. Inevitably, I always think of something else later. So that's the way it goes. So anyway, hope everyone is having a great week, and I will catch you later.
Remember, Trucker Tom is like Visa. He's everywhere you want to be.
Product reviews, restaurant reviews, photos, opinions, and more. Visit Trucker Tom's website at www.truckerphoto.com. You've been listening to Trucker Tom's podcast, and we'd love to hear what you have to say. All you have to do is send us an email to tom@truckerphoto.com.